SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
நீங்கள் SBS தமிழோடு இணைந்துள்ளீர்கள். sbs.com.au/tamil எனும் இணையத்தின் மூலம் மேலும் பல சிறப்பான நிகழ்ச்சிகளை நீங்கள் கேட்கலாம்.
SBS ஊடகம் SBS ஸ்பைஸ் எனும் புதிய ஆங்கில சேனலை துவங்கியுள்ளது. தெற்காசிய பின்னணி கொண்ட இளைஞர்களை இலக்கு வைத்து துவக்கப்பட்டிருக்கும் இந்த ஆங்கில சேனல் குறித்து நம்முடன் பேசுவதற்காக இணைந்துள்ளார் SBS ஸ்பைஸ் நிகழ்ச்சியின் நிறைவேற்று தயாரிப்பாளர் எக்ஸிகியூட்டிவ் ப்ரொடியூசர் தில்பிரீத் டேகர் அவர்கள். அவரோடு உரையாடுகிறார் ரைசல். வெல்கம் டு தி ப்ரோக்ராம் தில்பிரீத்.
தேங்க்ஸ் ஃபார் ஹேவிங் மீ ரேமண்ட்.
SBS spice sounds pretty interesting.
Spicy.
So what are the goals? What is the aim of the program?
Oh, big question straight away. So SBS Spice is mainly for young South Asians in Australia.
When you say young?
I mean 21 to 34.
Okay.
Which is a way to sort of cater the program, tailor the program. It's not to say anyone beyond 34 can't listen to it or anyone younger than 21 can't listen to it. It's more of our way of kind of tailoring content to people who are primarily in this age demographic. They are younger migrants. They might have either just come as international students. They might be second gen, first gen. They want to connect with South Asian culture, identity, food, pop culture, sports, history. And so it's our way of giving them that information or that connection in English by talking to fellow firebrand South Asians or doing like a deep dive into where we come from, where we're headed, and kind of changing the Australian media landscape for the better. So that's the aim, big aim.
So no matter where they were born?
Yes, it doesn't matter. As long as they're in Australia.
Australia, okay. So how do you make sure or ensure that this content is going to be relevant and engaging?
I think the best part about Spice is that we are our demographic. I am the demographic that Spice is tailored towards. So by talking to the community, listening to what they want, I think we've often heard that a lot of the times any South Asian content in Australia, it can be very stereotypical. People don't tend to go beyond Bollywood curry or cricket. So this is our way of ensuring that there's much more nuance. Younger South Asians are very interested in climate change, mental health, breaking taboos around sexuality. So having those conversations in a very open and a fluid way is maybe how we'll ensure that we're on the right track. And if we're not, we're very open. So I think people will tell us.
Do you include news? Because sometimes people follow news and current affairs. So what is the plan around that?
We don't follow news in the sense that we're going to give you your headlines every day. But the content will be newsy, which means it's relevant to what the world is talking about, what's trending. But no, SBS Spice is not your headline channel. It's more about what happens after the news has come out. You know, something big has happened, let's say, in South Asia. How do we break that down? What does that mean for us? It's more of analysis, commentary than actual news.
See, generally in media, the strategies could be different, right, for the age group. So your audience is starting from teenagers in the way, 21. So what are the specific strategies you are going to adapt or apply to attract and make them engaged?
Visual. Yeah. Our strategy is completely visual. Our demographic is mainly on social media all the time. That's kind of our main channel where we are hearing about the world, what's trending, what's not trending, what people are talking about, whether it's serious or ridiculously unserious. Instagram is where we're getting things from. So our strategy is to be as visual as possible. We do listening experiences. So if someone wants to listen to a full episode, they can go search for SBS Spice wherever they find their podcasts and listen to us while commuting or making themselves a cup of chai or any drink. Okay. But there is a big visual identity to Spice. You can actually see our stories. We're also on YouTube. So we're going to follow, for example, chefs or people in fashion, spend a day with them, see what they're up to. So the strategy is very much putting voice to face and making graphics. Even if you look at Spice colors, they're very vibrant colors. It's hot pink and royal blue. So the strategy is to meet people where they are, and they are on Instagram.
So you mentioned Instagram and podcast. Mm-hmm. Any other platforms, you know, where people can find SPS Spice?
Yes, we're also on Facebook. We're also on YouTube. So YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Oh, and the podcast.
Podcast. Then you got a website, right?
Yes.
So what is the website?
The website is sbs.com.au/South Asian, where you'll find all our other languages plus Spice. The same is the case with YouTube. You'll find SBS South Asian, all South Asian languages plus Spice. Same is the case with Facebook, all South Asian languages plus Spice. Spice's specific page is only on Instagram.
So when you say South Asian, it is not a single ethnic or cultural group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People come from India, Sri Lanka, Nepal, Afghanistan, Pakistan,
Bhutan,
Nepal, Bhutan,
even Maldives,
Big Fiji,
South Asian,
Singapore.
Yep.
So how you cater or how you cover this multi-ethnic group?
Yep.
But there is a thread of culture. How you are visualizing?
So two parts to that. That's, I think, the biggest advantage with Spice is that it's in English. Even when I was living in India and I used to go to another part of India, I can't speak their language. They can't speak mine. We used to talk in English. And that's a big identifier of being South Asian. So first of all, through language, we thankfully, ironically, don't have that barrier. You know, we're so different, but we all can speak in English. And secondly, I think my main aim is to perhaps go a little beyond identity.
Like what?
For example, I'm not just Punjabi. I'm also a journalist. I have different tastes. I have a different palette of food. I have a different palette of history. Being Punjabi is part of who I am. And I think the younger South Asian generation tends to feel that way, that they're very proud of where they come from, but that's not the only box that they're going to tick. So I think through Spice, we want to break that little box we tend to put ourselves in, that I am Indian, you're Pakistani, I'm this, you're that. I think that's the beauty of migration, right? I can, in Australia, I can have Pakistani food. I can't do that in India. So I think it's a big opportunity we have to connect with each other. Even if it's through identity, I think it's beautiful to do it beyond that. Connect on our interests, who we are as people, what do we want? A lot of people are interested in slow fashion. All right, how do we break that down in South Asian lens? Because look at our weddings, we tend to waste a lot. So I think the younger generation is interested in how do I contribute to climate being South Asian. I think talking about conversations that connect us beyond being South Asian is a big part of Spice.
So Dilpreet, you are the executive producer of SBS Spice, right?
Yeah.
Launching a channel itself is a big challenge. Yeah. What are the challenges ahead for you?
Oh, huge. There's traffic on social media. There's a lot of traffic. Everyone's really, really loud. And we tend to maybe forget nuance when it's really loud. I think a big challenge for us is to make sure that the Spice content is relevant, is speaking to people, not yelling at them and telling them what to do. It's, I want it to be very democratic in that way. And it's hard to do that on social media when there is so much happening there already. That's a big challenge. Other big challenges, I think we touched a little bit on identity and journalism. I think I would like to ask some hard questions. I'd like to disagree sometimes. I'd like people to be able to disagree on our show. And that's always a challenge.
Provoke them.
Okay, maybe not provoke them, but I would like them to be comfortable enough to disagree with what the community might be thinking in general. And it's always a challenge to challenge a structure, right? Okay. So I think those two big challenges lie ahead of us. But it's okay. We'll crack some jokes and we'll keep it light.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dilpreet,
for coming
to the program. And we wish you all the best.
Thank you, Raymond.
I hope our Tamil youth will tune to follow you. SBS Spice. Don't forget. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
இதுபோன்ற மேலும் பல நிகழ்ச்சிகளை கேட்க வேண்டுமா? ஆப்பிள் பாட்காஸ்ட், கூகுள் பாட்காஸ்ட், ஸ்பாட்டிஃபை என்று பாட்காஸ்ட் கிடைக்கும் பல வழிகளில் நீங்கள் நிகழ்ச்சிகளை கேட்கலாம்.